Okay, today is Daf Pei. Today is Daf Pei. We're in Daf Ayin Testament Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Here we go. Dam Tamimim. Bidam Bali Mumin. Yishboch Lama. Dam Tamim, regular Dam, got mixed up with the Dam of a Balmum. We never said a Balmum. The last Mishnah talked about Psulim. And Rashi specifically said a Raveya and a Nirva. Not a Balmum. Balmum's a separate category. Right? And the reason is because again, it's another gzeira. If we let you sprinkle dam where there's a miut of balmum blood, people will think, you can sprinkle balmums. It's not a problem. That's not true. So if it made a gzeira, balmum goes over here, nothing you can do. Why don't we make a gzeira by the reveh and the nirveh? So rashta, it's lo shriach. That's not shriach. Or by a kosher animal that's not a carbon, that's not shriach. Bekosos, what if a cup got mixed up with a different cup? Not in the same cup. The cups got mixed up. That's already different. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Karaf Kos Echad, we had the same thing by the Evorim. Same thing by the Evorim. Right? The Evorim got mixed up with Balmum Evorim. So what Rabbi Eliezer said, Im Karaf Kos Echad, if you brought one cup already. You brought one cup already. Then you might as well Yukivu Kolakosos. You might as well bring all the rest. Because I will say that the puzzle one he brought already. This is the exact same thing they said by Evarim. If you brought one set of Evarim, you can bring all the rest. No. Even if you brought all except for one. We have to be choshish, that's the one. Yishbaruch la'ama. It has to be poured down the ama because you can't bring it. It's the exact same machlokas the Gemara says. Why didn't say machlokas twice? It's the exact same machlokas. Next. Henitana lamata shenis arvu benitana lamala. Things that are below got mixed up with things that are supposed to be above the red line. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer yitain lamala. First, sprinkle it above the red line. Viroe ani esatachtonim milmalan kiilu heim mayim. And whatever, so we have above the red line and below the red line. Says Rabbi Eliezer, sprinkle a lot of it above the red line, and whatever's supposed to be below the red line, you view it as water. So therefore, it's not a psul. Then, v'yachzer...
How does that work? You view it as water.
So in other words, I'm going to... What?
It's blood. I mean, what do you mean you view it as water?
You view it as water. It's a stretch. The Chamak, I'm going to argue on this. It's a stretch to say, okay, I'm not counting that as dam. I'm counting it as water. Therefore, it's not in the wrong place.
Even if it's red?
Even if it's... It is red. It's dam. It's called rowan. I'm going to pretend it's not blood. I'm not doing it l'shem mitzvah. I'm just doing it l'shem to be yotze, it's a suffix. I don't know what to do. Then, v'yag zavitin lamata. Then you put it below the red line. Whatever's left. What if there's dam above? You're doing it below the red line.
Right.
So the Gemara is going to say, Rashi here says, that's not a problem. Because anyway, the leftover dam gets poured down the yisod. So you're doing it right here anyway. So we're going to have a machlokas in the next 2 days. What if it's not on the yisod itself, but it's below the red line? Does that count as the yisod? A whole hack with that. This is what you do. So therefore, you cover both bases. You got that? Chacham omrim, none of this. Yishbroch la'ama. You pour it down the ama. Why? What kind of thing is this? It's a suffix. You don't know what to do with it. What do you mean I'm going to put it above the red line and pretend? What do you mean pretend? I'm going to view it as. What do you mean view it as? It's dam. What are you viewing it as water? What kind of thing is that? So therefore, you stalk. Nothing you can do, you pour it down the yama.
And therefore what? The guy has to bring another carbon?
Yeah. Don't get mixed up next time.
It's a do-over.
It depends who botched it up. But yes, l'chori yes. If the coin's full, the coin has to pay for it. Right. V'im lo nasan, v'im lo nimlach, v'nasan, kosher. What if the coin didn't even ask? He didn't ask. He just did it above, below. So at the end of the day, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because this problem of sprinkling down in the wrong place is not really ma'akev b'di'evet. So b'di'evet, it's going to be fine. Okay? Well, everyone says that. Everyone says that. What?
Maybe it is good because it's the Amman.
It's good because it's below the red line, so it's shirayim anyway.
I'm saying according to the first sheet there.
According to the Tanakam, who says it's not good, he'll agree. B'di'evet is good. But if you ask, the coin asks, what should I do here? Oh my goodness, it got mixed up. the Kohen will paskin, okay, I can't do anything. If he didn't ask and he did it, so b'dieved, it's fine. Okay? Now, hanitonin b'matana achas, shenis arvu b'nitonin b'matana achas, if a dam that has one blood application got mixed up with another carbon of with that also one, so yitnatnu b'matana achas, do one. One. Now, Rashi points out in the second line, which is something that I purposely didn't even mention in the first cases, which is Rashi is going to say like this. Second line, Kasakatai Dehashta, now we think now, Damrin on Yesh Bila, that in every drop of blood is a combination of both carbons, of both dams. Let's say a Meiser got mixed up with a carbon Pesach. Right? They're both one blood apple. No, not a carbon Pesach. Meiser and Bechor. They're both one. So it's a Meiser animal, the Bechor animal. I checked, the dam got mixed up. So we're going to say Yesh Bila. In every drop, there's both bloods. So therefore, all you do is one. I got both. Right? Yesh Bilim is mixed up. In every drop of dam is both. Therefore, a one blood application got mixed up with a one. Bechor and Meiser got mixed up. So what do I do? Do one. There's going to be both in there. There's no shear for this. So you do one. You're good to go. You have both in there. As the Rashi says. So when I do one blood application, I have both in there. I can do both. Yes. V'im, the kosos. And if they're in two different kosos, I mix up the kosos. So yitain matana mizeh. You're all good to go. Right? Next case. Mehen matan arba, the matan arba. A four blood application. I mixed up with a four blood application. Again, you know, do matan arba. Do four of them. And we're going to say yesh bila. So every time you do one, you're really doing both. Now, here's the hard one.
Why do we have to say that? It's understandable. If one, why not four? Why not six? Why not ten?
Because there's only one and four. There's no other carbon. No, it's either one or four.
Okay.
Two that are four, but it's really four. The point is, the reason why you're right, to get to this point. Matan arba matan achas. What do you do if a four got mixed up with a one?
The other way.
Now what do you do with a four got mixed up with a one? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you're not doing matan arba. Do four. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, you're not doing matan matana. Achas, do one.
So then you're negating the three and you're subtracting.
So Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, 1 minute. If you're going to do one, how are you over a Baltigra? You can do over on Baltigra. You're supposed to do four, you're only doing one. That's Baltigra. Baltigra means you're not allowed to do less. Right? So again, Baltigra is a very funny mitzvah because let's say you have three parashas in your tefillin. Is that Baltigra? L'chori, yes, right? There's an argument to be made. That's not tefillin. That's not tefillin. It's not Baltigra. It's nothing. So you have to find out when it goes from a mitzvah to Baltigra as opposed to from a mitzvah to not a mitzvah.
Right?
Baltosif is different. Baltosif, I have four parashas, I stick a fifth parasha in. So I have four parashas. Then I put a fifth one in. That's Baltosif. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is going to say. I'm a little Rabbi Yeshua. Are you over on Baltosif? You're over on Baltosif. If it's supposed to be one, you do four. You're over on Baltosif. So they're both right, L'chor, no? They're both right. It's Baltosif and Baltigra. Which one is it? So one says one and one says the other. So I'm a little Rabbi Eliezer. Lo nemar baltosif el kashu ba'atzmo. You can only say baltosif when it's not a mixture. How can they tell me baltosif? It's a mixture. So Rabbi Yeshua says the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo nemar baltigra el kashu ba'atzmo. You can only do baltigra when it's not a mixture. By itself. You're supposed to do four. You do less than four. It's baltigra. Here it's a mixture. So why? That's why I'm doing only one. Right? Not baltigra.
It's a minimum.
What? No, I'm doing one because there's a one carbon in here.
I said that, but it's not Baltigra. The minimum is one.
Correct. No, we're not saying the minimum is one. The minimum is four. It's mixed up. So he's saying if it didn't get mixed up and it's supposed to be 403, that's Baltigra.
Right.
Here, it's a four and a one. So what am I doing? I'm going to do one. Why am I doing one? I'll tell you why. For Ode, Amar Bishua, Kishanasata, if you do four, Avarta al Baltosif, Vasisa Maisa Biadecha. When you do four and it's supposed to be one, you're doing Baltosif Biadayim. You're doing Baltosif. Me, Kishalona Sata, Avarta al Baltigra. If I only do one, true, that I'm over on Baltigra, v'lo asisa masi v'decha, but I didn't do anything.
Right.
It's passive.
Right.
Now, he says, when the Tosfos HaRosh points out, he said, I'm not over Baltigra. He said, I'm not over Baltigra. But he says, even if you're right and I'm over Baltigra, it's still better than Baltosif. Why? Because Baltigra is passive.
In general, it's passive.
Correct. In general, it's passive. So if you have a choice, should I be over Baltigra or Baltosif? Be over Baltigra. Why? It's passive. I didn't do anything. You're over, immediately you're over Baltigra. Baltosif, your mamish did four. You're supposed to only do one. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, first of all, it's not Baltigra anyway. Because you can only have Baltigra by itself. Even if you want to argue on that point with me, explains the Tosfos HaRosh. You want to tell me that I'm wrong, I'm over Baltigra, I'd rather be over Baltigra passively than be over mitzvah, my very be a dayim. It's always better like that, right? To sit and not put on tefillin. Okay, so you're over a mitzvah, you didn't put on tefillin. But I didn't do anything. I sat around. That's better than going to the restaurant and eating treif.
So if you are having a meal of fruit and bread and thing, and
yeah,
you just said a shahakol to potter all the brokers, would
yeah,
that be a baltigra?
No.
I was trying to think about it. The only way you can do it is if you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a ma'akiv count to it.
He's right, right. So
it's the way it's going
to
work.
Right. It's very hard to find an example of baltigra.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
No. Right? No, so your question about the shakol b'diavad will be good. It's hard to get, but you're lazy, right? So I don't want to go look up what your bracha should make on everything. I'll make the shakol. That baltigra, I don't know.
Isn't the Torah seem to equate the two? It says the same passage next to each other.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's the same idea.
What?
It's the same.
Correct.
But it's not. He's saying it's a week away. It's a lesser.
Okay, so
you think it's the same level. As
what? So the truth is that the example I gave before about not putting on film is not a fair example because it says ase.
That's right.
Here it's a los ase. Don't do that. So los ase, you could hard to do a los ase passively. Think about it.
You are.
I saw in Israel that guy comes along and he wears two pairs of tefillin. That's not about Baltosif.
Yeah. It's a machlokas.
Why machlokas?
Because.
There's four different parshas on there.
What?
It's all those different parshas. What's up?
It's a guy who
died. I asked the guy, I said, don't you think it's Baltosif? They look at me like I'm off the wall.
No, that's a new thing.
He didn't do it 10 years ago either.
What?
He didn't do it 10 years ago either.
What, wearing two pairs of tefillin?
But they do it very
really? At the same time?
Last 10 years.
Both.
We did it.
Do they wear two yards at the same time? No.
Yes.
They put two yards at the same time also?
What are you doing?
No.
I never saw
it. I didn't see it. I saw it 1 yard.
That could be.
Yeah.
Something big in Israel.
Okay. The funny thing is, that we're not really going to discuss this Baltosif Baltigra at all. The Gemara's not even going to mention it. Maybe even passing it. Not even going to come up really. It's so interesting. You think it's such a Yisod, it's one of the Tayrag Mitzvahs, Baltigra? Doesn't come up. It came down passing. The Gemara's not going to delve into it like for three blocks, you know? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said, what the first case, the Dam got mixed up, so what do? The cup got mixed up. So Rabbi Elazar said, well, if you brought one, then you could bring the rest. And the Chacham said, no, that's the opposite. Even if you brought all of them but one, you can't bring that one. Because they're afraid it's that one, that's the Patame one, right? The not good one. So we had the same machlokas by Evarim. So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, first of all, lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer ela shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer only allowed this if you brought two at a time. Why? Because in every two, in every pair, one's for sure good. Aval, echad, lo. He would never allow one at a time. So Masif Rav Dimi v'chama and v'chama, what are you even talking about? It's afilu krevu kulan, even if you brought all, chutz me'echad me'en, except for one, yishbroch la'ama, you have to pour it down the ama. What do you mean two at a time? So Gemara answers, Amalei Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah b'chalafta, asbrolach, I'll explain to you. My'echad, what did he mean by one? He meant zug echad, he meant one pair. So they all agreed that's the case. The case is you brought two at a time. You brought two at a time, Rabbi Eliezer said, if you brought one, you brought one pair, you're good to go.
We had the exact same answer.
Now, Tzmichi, I need both cases. I need the case of Evarim and I need the case of Dam. Why? The Idmar Baha, if you only had the case of Evarim, what does Evarim mean? Evarim means that you brought the dam the right way. First you sprinkle the dam, then I burn the Evarim. So I sprinkle the dam already. Really, the dam is the ikar part of the carbon.
Right.
I have Evarim. So, Evarim, Bahak, Amar, Belezer. That's when it really is that it's okay. You know why? You got your kapara already in the dam. Aval, Baha. But if it just had dam, maybe they would agree, you know what, this is a problem. It's mixed up, you're not going to get your kapara. No, he even says it's fine here too. Vimar Baha, if we only had the case of dam, Baha Kamar Rabbanan. That's what the Rabbanan would say, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? Because you didn't get a kapara. Aval Baha, Papai Varim, Eim Modere Eliezer, maybe they would agree it's not a problem. Tzvichi, therefore I need both. Okay, now, Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah over there in Masechtas Para. Okay? Ready for this? Tzluchith. You have a jug. Shenaflu l'tocha mayim kol shehu. We had this Mishnah, by the way, already. This came up already in the past few days. And little water. You have a paraduma concoction of the water, right? And a little water fell into it. What do you do now? Is it bittul? What's the story here with this jug? So Rabbi Eliezer or Meyazer Shteazos. Realizes you have to sprinkle twice now. Really, you only sprinkle once. Sprinkle twice. Vechamim, poslim. Vechamim says it's a puzzle.
What about Rov?
We're getting to Rov in a second. Now, Bishlom Rabbanan Savri Yeshbila. If the Rabbanan hold Yeshbila, which means in every drop of water, there's both waters now. The paraduma water and the regular water, and vazah tzricha shir, and hazah requires a shir. Whatever that shir is, I don't know, but it requires a shir. They mitzdarf and lazos, and you can't combine. You can't say, "Well, I'll sprinkle the guy 50 times."
So
I'll have the shir. Right. Can't do that. Each sprinkling has to have the shir. Therefore, you're stuck. There's no way for it to be good. Water fell in. There's nothing you can do. Right?
He said there's no shir by hazah.
He holds there is. Ella. Rabbi Eliezer, my kosavar. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? What did he say? He said sprinkle twice. Does that make any sense?
No.
E kosavar, ye ain bila. If you hold ain bila, kimazer shteazos mehave. How does that help?
Right.
If you hold ain bila, how does sprinkling twice help? Dilma, tarvaya, maya kamaya. Maya kamazi. Maybe it's both water. He has to hold yesh bila. Ela kosavar yesh bila. He has to hold that. There's no other way around it. Right? That he has to hold. Next. If hazad doesn't require a shir, so then lama lishtei hazad. Why are you doing it twice? Right? Why are you doing it twice? Ela kasavar hazad tzvich hashir. It must have a shir. It has to have a shir. Otherwise, why are you doing it twice? Next one. Vikatsavar e mitzdarf al hazad. If you hold hazad, sadam mitzdarif. You can't sprinkle the guy 1,000 times. Within 1,000 times, I got the shear, no? Can't do that. Then, kimazish de hazos, my have. Then what does that help? V'i nam mitzdarfen lahazos. And if it does, and if the two times does, if you can combine hazos, sprinkle 50 times, miyemar demal lishir. Who said you fill up the shear? We don't know how much water fell in. Okay? So, there are three answers to this question. Amar Rava, Amar Rish Lakish, first answer, La'ola Yesh Bila. Of course there's Bila. V'hazah Tzvich HaShir. The kicker is that you have a shir. Why am I sprinkling twice? V'hacha, Mayaskin, you know what's going on here? Kigon, Shenes Ravu, Achas Ba'achas. You only have two drops. I have one drop of Paraduma, and then another drop of water fell in. So I sprinkle, Yesh Bila, but there's a shir. So I sprinkle twice, it'll be good. That's the first answer. That's the easiest answer. We're not going to hawk with that answer. There's nothing to talk about that answer. Now, that's an easy answer. Okay? Rav has another answer. That's a hard answer to give. That's why they don't want to give that answer, Rish Lakish's answer. What's only two drops in the whole bucket? One drop of paraduma, one drop of regular water? That's a hard answer. Rav Amar, no. La'olam yesh bila. Really, there is bila. And v'hazah ein tzricha shir. Hazah does not require a shir. So why are you sprinkling twice? There's no reason to sprinkle twice. There's no shear. So if the Yeshbila, one drop is going to be good. Why spill it twice? Knasa Rabbanan Kihechi Delo Mishtaresh Lei. The Rabbanan gave a knas. Because what's the knas? Well, if I could add water to the Paraduma, then I could extend the Paraduma. Just keep adding water. So you know what? Add water. You got to sprinkle more times. I'm not going to let you get away with that. So therefore, you sprinkle twice. Next time, don't add water. Right? Make sure water doesn't fall in. So it's a knas. Really, he holds yesh bila. So if it's yesh bila, one sprinkling should be good. Why sprinkling twice? It's a knas. You should have been more careful. Don't let water fall in. Don't think you can get away with that. Okay?
When they first make it, how much water do they use?
I don't know.
How do they have to make it?
But once it's made, you can't add water now.
I don't know. What's a knas? What is the knas?
The knas is making you sprinkle a second time for no reason.
But the whole thing started because you sprinkled twice.
No. The water fell in.
Oh, the water fell in. Okay.
There are only 9 parashas in history. They meant to have a lot of water initially, right? To last all those years.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm reading you. Now, Rav Ashi is the third reason. Now, there are words missing here in order to make this make sense. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says like this, Hazah does not require a shear. It does not require a shear. However, Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan. What did the Mishnah say in Parah? It said, Sluchis Shenafu Tochen, Mayim Kol Shehu. How much water fell into this paraduma water? A kol shehu. That's not in the Gemara. Those words are missing. Rashi Amar. Rashi says, Mayim kol shehu tanan. A minute amount of water fell in. And the ain bila. That's the kicker. He doesn't hold from bila. So the only mashu of water fell in two sprinklings, all that water will be out. So you're for sure, with one maybe not. Maybe that the one that you sprinkled was the not good water. Sprinkle a second time, you're good to go. That's the kicker. He holds ein bila. Therefore, yazash tazos. Do it twice.
But if there's not lending, how do you know the water that you're sprinkling is the water that fell in?
Say again?
But if there's no lending, then how do you know if the water that you're sprinkling is the water that fell in? It doesn't make sense.
Because it's only a kolshehu.
Right.
So therefore you sprinkle once. Let's say that's the not good water. It's all out of the bucket. Now sprinkle a second time, you'll be good.
Again.
That's the kicker. It's a kol shehu. So when I sprinkle a kol shehu, m'mono shach, well, for one of these two, it's going to be good. Is it kol shehu? It's not a gallon. If it's a gallon, you're 100% right, Yoni. Then you have a problem. It's only a kol shehu. That's what the Mishnah said in Parah. A kol shehu fell in. What do? Sprinkle twice, he'll get it out. He holds ein bila. That's the kicker. He holds ein bila. You have problems. Right. But that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said Kol Shehu. Says Rav Ashi, I'm only reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Kol Shehu. Kol Shehu, I hold ein bila. Therefore you're good to go. What did Rava hold? Rava held yesh bila, but it's a knas. Right? So now we're going to ask Kasha on, believe it or not, on Rish Lakish. What did Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish said, it's yesh bila, but hazah requires a shear. Nobody else said that. He had a hazah requires a shear, and therefore you have to sprinkle twice. So, Meisei, 1 minute. Rebbe Omer, l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who said what? That when the water falls in, you sprinkle twice. Hazah kol shehu mitaharis. Any amount is good. Hazah ain't tzrich a shear. Hazah does not require a shear. This goes against the Shlokish. Hazah mechza kasher mechza pasul. Half and half is going to be good because there's no shear. That's a kasher on Rish Lakish, who said there is a shear. The ode, this is a kasher on Rav Ashi. What did Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi said, ein bila. Right? Now get back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, if blood from below and blood from above get mixed up, what do? Sprinkle 51% above,
right,
and then 49% below,
right,
and what? How is that going to work? Because you have at least some above, and whatever's below, it goes to the shrine anyway, right. So it's all good. But 1 minute, if you hold ein bila, how could you do this? Maybe all the brothers speaking on top is the wrong one. If you hold Ein Bila. Right? Va'od, Tanya, we learned it in our Mishnah, in the Brisa, but same thing. Hanitana Lamaila, if the upper blood got mixed up, Shins Arvu Mamatana Lamata, got mixed up with lower bloods, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitain Lamaila, sprinkle above. How much sprinkle above? I said 51%, it could even be 50%. Why? If you hold Yesh Bila, what's the difference? Vanitanin, Vatachtanim, Alulo. And the lower bloods, it will be fine even up there, because we're going to say we're going to view it as water, and then we'll sprinkle everything below, and whatever was supposed to be upper, it's below. Anyway, Shirayim, it's all good. But 1 second, that only makes sense if you hold Yesh Bila.
Right?
It only makes sense if you hold Yesh Bila. Via Marta Ein Bila, I'm like, oh, how does that work? Dilma, Ki Yahiv El Yonim Lamata, Fizatan Lamala. You do it exactly reverse. You sprinkled exactly the opposites. What's supposed to be above, you did below. What's supposed to be below, you did above. No Bila. How can you hold Ein Bila? You need the question? You look puzzled. Everyone got that question? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Mayaskinan, listen to this. Kigon, De Ikka, Ruba El Yonim. You have 51% El Yonim. That's why I got the 51% from this. You have 51% El Yonim. So what do? V'kayav l'mayla shir tachtonim v'od. So you know what you're going to put above the red line? 50%. Why? Let's assume Ein Bila. And every single drop of the 49% of the lower bloods I put above. But I put 1% above also. So no matter what, I have upper bloods up there. I have 50%, I put 50%. 49% of it doesn't belong there. I'm going to view that as water. The 1%, there's no shear on this. So the 1% is going to be good. You hear what Rashi just said? 49% doesn't belong there. It's exactly 50-50. 50 above, 50 below. I don't know which one's which. So I will put 51% above. Right? And let's say it's no Bila. Every single drop that's supposed to be below went above. I view that as water. I also put one more percent. That's the above blood. That's fine.
Here's a question. How does he rectify the fact that he just threw water on top?
So that's what you can do.
No, you can't.
No.
You can just throw water on top.
But that's what we said in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah was that if upper and lower got mixed up, Rabbi Eliezer said, Rowan, that's not a problem. Right? Same thing over here. Ain Echanami, Ain Bila.
So then it would never be a problem. Just throw everything on top.
Exactly. No, you have to leave some over for the bottom.
So you throw it mostly on top, throw a little bit on the bottom.
Exactly. That's exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that giving an answer on anything?
That's what he says. And by the way, what about the upper bloods that are going below the red line? What's up with that? The answer is, you already sprinkled above. So what do you do with the rest of that blood? It's shirayim that gets poured down the yisod.
Right.
So you're doing it below the red line. We're going to have a machlokas tomorrow. Is that considered the yisod or not? So it's a good. If it's the yisod, you're good to go.
The yisod or pouring on the amma is different.
It's the same thing. You pour it on the amma on the yisod. Same thing. That's what you do with shirayim. So you do that with shirayim. You also do that with pasul. So says Rabbi Eliezer, why does Chacham say it's no good? Do all above the red line. Most of it above the red line. Let's say it's no Ein Bila. Rashi says Ein Bila. It doesn't make a difference. Ein Bila. Fine.
Has to be Ein Bila.
Huh? It
has to be Ein Bila.
No, if you hold Yesh Bila,
there's
no problem at all.
Right.
Rashi held Ein Bila. How can he hold Ein Bila? Rabbi Eliezer says he could do this. Yeah, you know what you could do it? Put whatever percentage is below the red line, put that above the red line, plus a little more. So no matter what, you're good now.
Yeah.
Then whatever's left over, you do the below the red line. You're all good to go.
Let's assume that equal amounts of each.
Correct. It has to be equal amounts. If it's not equal amounts, the ratio won't work.
That was my problem.
Right. Right.
It says otherwise.
Now we're going to have the same question from different prices. We have the same answer every time. Right? Same question. V'ha, hatachtonim olo katani. Aye, what about the tachtonim? The answer is, l'shem shirayim. Yeah, it's going to be for shirayim. That's all. Tashma, another price that's going to say the exact same question. We're going to get the exact same answer. Tashma, nasan lamata v'lo nimlach. If someone put it below the red line and didn't ask any questions, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yachzim yitin lamayla, do it again on top. Fatachtonim olo, and the tachtonim is going to be good. I think question. I hold the Ein Bila.
Right.
So how can this be good? Maybe you put the wrong bloods in the wrong spot. Same answer. Hachanami berubas elyonim. Most of it was upper waters, upper bloods. Vikayav lamaila shir tachtonim v'od. So what do you put above the red line? Whatever percentage of tachtonim was there, plus a little more. So the tachtonim will view as water. That doesn't count. Ya'av elyonim dam are good. And then whatever's left over, you put below. Again, same question. For tachtonim all loktani, but we said tachtonim is going to be good. Yes, l'shem shirayim, for the shirayim. Same answer. Toshma. Another question. Same question. Nitanin l'mayla v'lo nimlach. If you put it above, and you didn't ask any questions, elu ve'elu modim, they both agree, shiach zavitin l'mata. You have to do it again below. Right? Ve'elu ve'elu alulo. And they're both going to be good. Right? They're both going to be good. Right? Same question. How can they both be good? If you hold yesh bila, maybe you're putting it, if you hold ein bila, maybe you're putting it in the wrong places. Same answer. Hachanabi, Beru Bel Yonim, it's Rov El Yonim, Vika, Yav Lamaila, Shir Tachtonim Va'od. So what do? You put whatever percent, 50-50, put 51% above. Even if it's Ein Bila and it's all Tachtonim, above the red line, you view it as water. You have another 1%, which is good. And then whatever's left over, you put below the red line, it's all good. Same answer five times, same question five times. But it says, one second, va'elu v'elu olo k'tani, but it says elu v'elu. What does elu v'elu mean? Right?
They're different.
Elu v'elu means they're both good. Now, if you hold ein bila, not sure, how's it?
It means that the applications are similar.
What?
You don't have
Elu v'Elu means the different people, not the different bloods.
Both sets of bloods count.
Elu v'Elu, oh, both sets of bloods count. So, v'ha'elu v'Elu ol l'ktani. So what's the question?
Cover requiring a lower also is good.
No, no, so I think the Gemara is asking, v'elu v'elu ol l'ktani means both people. Means the Rabbi Eliezer? No?
No. Yeah. Both sets.
Both sets?
That's right, you bring two kurbanos. You have two kurbanos that the bloods got mixed up. One was supposed to be below and one above. We said they're both good. How is it good? The lower one. How about the carbon requiring the lower?
He's saying it's good that the extra that you throw up top makes everything work. But right. What about the one you're supposed to be at the bottom?
Right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
So that's the water one.
Right.
There's no bila, I suppose.
There's no bila. Okay, so the Gemara answers, mi katani elu v'elu modim? He doesn't have to agree to that part, Rabbi Eliezer. Elu v'elu olo katani seifa san l'rabbanan d'amr yesh bila. The second part, that second part could be Rabbanan who holds yesh bila, and therefore that's not akasha. Yeah, you have no answer. Next, tashma, hanitanin matana achas. If you have one matana, Shinas Arvu, this is our Mishnah. Shinas Arvu b'nitana matana achas. Right? One, a Bechor with his one blood application got mixed up with a Miser, also has one. Right? What do we say? What did the Mishnah say? Sprinkle one. That only makes sense if you hold the Yishbila.
Right?
Via Marta Ein Bila, Ma'id Matana achas. Tilma Ma'id Kayav, Ma'id Lo Kayav. If you hold the Ein Bila, you sprinkle only one, maybe it's only from one animal. So more answers could go on, shenis arvu, achas ba'achas. What does that mean? It got mixed up, one in one. What does that mean? Says Rashi, achas ba'achas in the bottom, shir matana mizeh, v'shir mizeh, v'katanu, yinasnu b'matana achas, v'shil kol echad ka'amar, d'hainu shtey matanos, nimtu shtey ba'mizbeach. What on earth does that mean?
It's the same thing you said before. It's guaranteed that one of those applications is the good one of applications is possibly bad. Give it Terrence ready.
So I think what's his answer? You're going to just achas b'achas. The answer is you sprinkle it twice.
Right.
You sprinkle it twice. What it meant was achas. What it meant achas was it meant that it's in one cup.
No, he's saying there's two applications inside there.
Right.
No,
but the Mishnah says you only do one.
Only do one matana.
Only do one matana. So the Mishnah, they will explain, no, it doesn't mean one matana. It means you're doing two matanas. One for each one.
Exactly right.
Right. Same. Now, the same answer. Matan arba. Four got mixed up with four. So how can you only do four? If you hold ein bila, you have to do eight. Ein achanami, do eight. Hakanami, it's arba, arba, ba arba. It's four and four. Right? Okay.
Yeah, I should have said that.
What?
I should have said that. One and four. I didn't say eight and two.
Right.
The wording that he's using is a little tricky.
Right, exactly. That must be the pshat. Okay, so I think we'll stop here.
Okay.
We'll stop here at the bottom line, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.